Okay, we're continuing the Rambam. We're in the 12th chapter of Hilchas Psulei Hamukdashim. We're on Halacha Ches. So we've been talking about various korban minchas and various other types of breads that are brought. And we discussed the two breads that are brought on Shavuos, the 12 show breads, the bread that is brought on the second day of Pesach. And then we moved on to the breads that go with a korban todah, a Thanksgiving offering. And now we're going to continue with the Thanksgiving offering, the todah offering, from here till the end of the perek. Okay, bearing in mind that a todah is a korban brought together with 40 loaves of bread.
Lots of bread.
Okay, so first we're going to talk about certain laws of derivatives of a korban todah, and that's going to be halacha ches and tes. Per se, and we get into the money issues here. So let's take it slow. It's not hard. It's just you gotta just make sure to piece everything together and not get confused. Okay, so Ches gonna talk about three different things that evolve from a korban todah. Number one, vlad todah. Let's say you had an animal, you designate as a korban todah. Before you've brought it as a korban, it gave birth to a baby. So it's a baby todah. Okay. So we will see it's coming out of a todah, and we'll see that it could very well be a todah as well, since it was born from a mother todah animal. Okay, that's number one. Number two, or tmurasa. It's exchange.
Exchanged it.
Meaning you're not supposed to do this. That's a whole masechus tmura. You could say, oh, you know, this is my todah. I'd like this one to be the todah instead. That's a tmura. You're not supposed to do it, but once you do it,
okay,
now you made them both todas.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's going to be a whole other section of the Rambam. We're going to have to learn how we deal with those things. So, and finally, what if you lose your todah? Then what do? You did another one to take its place. Vehamafrish todasa, someone who had, first of all, separated a todah offering, va'avda, and lost it. And now you separate another one to be in its place. Okay? So all of these three situations is we have a second todah that comes into reality because of the first todah for different reasons.
Right.
Either I want to exchange it with the first todah, I lost the first todah, and now I have another one. Okay?
Or the mother
had a baby. These are all derivatives from the todah. And now what do you have? So now you've got two todas in front of you, although under three different circumstances. Yeah. You could have a toda animal and its baby. Two todas in front of you. You could have a toda and its exchange. Two todas in front of you. Toda, lost the toda, got a new toda, and now the old toda came back. So you got two todas.
Oh boy.
Now one was what we'll call the initial toda. One is called the second todah. So the question is, what happens now? What are your options, as it were? And there's another very important law. We know that a todah brings 40 breads with it. We're going to see what one of these laws are. That's only if it's a primary todah, as it were. We'll see. But the secondary todah, which we'll explain, does not bring any breads. That's a golden rule. When you bring a straight todah, here's my todah, I vow to make a todah, here's the animal, I have to have 40 breads always. But if you're coming up with a backdoor second todah, so to speak, generally speaking, doesn't have 40 breads with it.
Generous.
It's possible, though, as we'll see in a minute why. So that's the scenarios over here. So now, so you've got these two todahs afterwards. So now there's two possible scenarios here. Im hei vion, what if you're going to bring these secondary todas la'acher shekiper betoda rishona, before he bought the after he brought the original toda that he now is bringing? Okay, so let's spell out all the three cases. You had a toda, it gave birth to a baby. Okay, now that baby now is a toda. It is a toda because it came from a toda.
Right.
Okay, and now what did you do? You brought the mother toda.
And then after
8 days,
you can bring the baby.
Okay, that's the bringing the second one after the first one brought your, you fulfilled your obligation. All right? Or you had a toda, you made an exchange. I wanted to go on that. And the rule is they both become todas.
Yeah.
So what if now the exchange one is left after you did the primary toda? Or the third scenario was when the primary one but it got lost and you picked another one, then we found the first one and you brought the first one, now you got the second one. Okay, so now, if the first one was brought and you did it all properly, everything was done, 40 loves, and now you got this quote-unquote secondary toda comes into being, well, you got to bring it. You got to bring it because it's been designated as a toda in three different ways.
But
when you do that... But einon teunin lechem, they don't come with breads.
Right.
Certainly mudim where we get that, does not get breads. A secondary toda that evolved out of the first toda, and you've brought the first toda ready and got the kapara, then you don't bring it. But how about if you haven't brought it yet? Now, there could be a lot of scenarios, but you didn't bring anything yet, and they're both in front of you now. So let's say the mother gave birth, so instead of saying, okay, very quickly, I'm going to just bring the mother. I'm going to wait 6-7 days. Now, after 8 days, you can bring the baby. Fine. But what if he didn't bring the mother right away? And it waited a week, 8 days. And now, really, he could bring either toda he wants now.
You could bring the baby instead of the mother?
Once it's 8 days, yeah. You could bring a toda.
But you can't bring them both together on the same day.
Not on the same day. But now, but you have an option if you have not brought the first one. You have the option to bring the alternative one, the supplementary one, because it's just coming out of the first one.
Right.
So the first,
baby has the
first, yes. So the first halach I said is when you already brought the first one, and now what do we do with the second one? Here is, well, if I didn't bring the first one, what are my options if both are in front of me?
Right.
If the mother and the baby are in front of me, the original one with the exchange is in front of me, or the original one that got lost and I got found, but I brought another one in the interim and they're both in front of me, now what do I do at this point in time?
Brought the first one, it's a trefa. The mother's a trefa. It's not...
What?
You realize... It's a mum. It has a mum or something.
What's the mum?
Yeah, where's the mum?
Gave birth to a baby is a mum?
No, the mother.
Who's talking about a mum?
I'm asking.
I'm not dealing with that now. It's a little bit premature right now.
Okay.
Not the baby.
I mean, obviously, if it has a mum, you bring the other one. There's something
to
talk about.
There's one rep.
But okay, let's not go there. You're complicating things. We didn't even got the basics yet. Let's just hang on. Okay, so if you brought the first one, it's very simple. The first one, Toda, brought with the breads. Second one, secondary, is brought but not with breads. But you might die in a little keeper, but if you didn't get any, and you didn't finish the Corbin, you didn't bring that Toda. And you have the original and the exchange is in front of you. Ohivo Vlada, or she and her baby's in front of you. Ohiu Tumrasumas, or this one and the exchange in front of you. Now you gotta very carefully read these words, but don't translate it literally because it's incorrect to translate it. Now, I know what the simple meaning is, and I don't know what your English is translating, but don't go with the simple meaning that's not the pshat. Even though I'm gonna translate it the way it's read, but I'm gonna tell you it's wrong, and I'm gonna tell you the right translation. They both need breads. That's incorrect. That's not what it means. What it means to say is you can bring either one you want, and that one you bring comes with the breads.
And the other one doesn't.
Okay? Because since you didn't bring one yet, so they have, so to speak, equal access to it. And then the other one becomes the other one.
The first one you bring.
In other words, just like in the first case, where you brought the first one right away, and the second one is the extra toda, and the first one's brought completely with breads and properly. The second one, well, your second one, you just bring it, but not with breads. But if I've not yet dealt with the first one, I got both in front of me, now you got a choice as to which one you wanted to now become the primary, because they're both equally entitled to be a toda. Mm-hmm. So now you bring the first one, and that one, you could pick either one you want. No reason why not. They're the same animal, same animal type. And you bring it. You bring the breads. And now the other one is brought as the secondary one, even if it was the original one. And you bring it without breads. However, you can't say that in all scenarios. Bamed, now remember, when we have these types of, these are, a toda is clearly a voluntary offering. So there's two types of voluntary offerings you have. One is called a neder. One is a vow. where a neder is where you say, Hare Olai, I vow to bring myself a Torah offering. Mm. When you say, I vow to bring a Torah offering, you are now assuming responsibility. Now, when you say, thank you very much, when you say, I vow that I'm going to bring a Torah. So now let's play this out. You bring a Torah. You buy a cow. I said, this is going to be the Torah. Then the Torah gets run over by a car. Do you have to bring another Torah offering?
What you said? What was the yes. wording you said?
I said, I vow that I will bring a Torah
yes,
offering.
Do. Yes, you do.
Yes, because you obliged yourself yeah. to bring a Torah offering.
You said, I obliged myself to bring this Torah offering.
That's called a neder.
Yeah.
A nedava is where I say, I'm going to bring this animal as a Torah.
Yeah.
Now, what if that one gets run over by a car?
You don't bring anything.
Then I don't have to. I have no achrayus. I have no obligation. I don't have to bring anything because I only say I'm going to bring this one. I'm not going to bring another one. Okay. So now, we just discussed a case where you have a Torah. We didn't say how it became a Torah yet. Every Torah is either going to be a neder or an adov. It's the only way you can make a Torah.
That's it.
You got to say, oh, Hashem, you saved my life. I'm so grateful. I will what? I will bring a Torah, or you will say, I'm going to bring this as a Torah.
So it's either a neder
so
or a
now, this case where we said, where you've got two animals here, and you can bring either one you want,
yeah.
what kind of vow did you have to make to be able to say, I'm going to bring either one I want?
Neder.
It has to be a neder.
It has to be.
So, Bamed, when do we say that both of them, you can pick which one you want to bring, and that goes with the breads. That's benoder Toda. Yeah. When he makes a neder for the Toda, where he says, I have an obligation to bring a Toda, and I'm responsible for it. And therefore, it doesn't matter which animal I bring, as long as it's a Toda animal, it can. So even though I said, okay, I'm going to bring a Torah. I vowed to bring a Torah. He goes to the store. He buys a nice sheep, right? He now buys it. And guess what happened? And he figures, I guess this is going to be the one that's going to fulfill my obligation. And all of a sudden, she gives birth to a baby. Now, are you locked into the mother? No, I didn't say this one is the Torah. I said I'm going to bring a Torah. So now really it can be any animal I buy can be the Torah.
Right.
So therefore, when we say now you've got two animals in front of you, one is the primary animal, one is the animal that came out of the other animal, you can pick any one you want, can't you?
And
you
that say, one did
you say you
bread.
Bring one, you bring the breads with that, the mm-hmm. other one's a secondary.
Yep.
So when do we say this law? When the vow was a neder vow,
yeah.
where you can usually pick any animal that you want, then that works out really good. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, that's clear, right? Because anyone could be part of that. Now it gets a little bit tricky here.
Nedava.
But aval todas nedava, what if I say I want this one? Mm-hmm. Okay, now he brings this one. And then the question is, so what's going to be the status? Like, what can I do over here?
Well, it depends.
So let's work it out. Let's try to work it out. Like, if I said I want this one, and now somehow I've made an exchange.
Then it's that one.
Or you lost one, and you
both,
find another one.
Both have to.
So let's see what happens. So let's see the wording of the Rambam. Let's play it out over here. So if you make an adava where I say, this one is going to be mine, where you're really not chayv nachrayas, and if you lose it, you really don't got to bring anything. You're off the hook.
But you didn't do
that. So now the halacha is, we'll read what the Rambam says, then we'll have to look in the commentary. Chalifasa, the one that you, when you lost it,
yeah,
and you got another one, you say, I want this one. But now you got another one, right? Utmurasa, or you had one, you decide to switch it, and now you got both of them. Remember, now you got both of them. Well, then, te'unim lechem.
Both of them.
They both would require breads. So we'll have to explain what that means. Uvlada, but if it gives birth to a baby, ein ton lechem does not need breads. Bein lifnei kapara. It doesn't matter if the other one was brought first. Bein la'acher kapara, whether it was brought before the first one was brought or whether it was brought after the first one was brought. Okay, let's play all this out. And everyone has its own unique halacha over here. So let's go first at the chalifasa, where you had one. You said, this one's going to be the Torah. This one's going to be the Torah. You lost it. Now you find another one. You say, okay, it's going to take its place. Okay? And now you find the first one. So let's look at this. What happens? Does it matter if you're brought the first one, the original one first, or the original one not first? Well, let's play it out. Well, let's understand something. When I said that this one was the Torah and it was lost,
you're not obligated.
What's the halacha right
now? You're not obligated to bring anything.
I don't have to fix it.
Nothing.
Yeah. Now, what did you do? You said, well, I'm going to pick another one.
They made another.
Now, that other one is not replacing the first one.
It's a new nedava.
Because it's like you decide I want to increase my gifts. Right. I lost one. You're really off the hook. I'm off the hook. I said I'm going to bring this one. So it's gone. You don't have to give. I feel bad. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to replace it. Okay, it got lost. I'm going to replace it. But you're replacing it. Are you fulfilling your original vow?
Brand new.
No. So you're saying, you know what? I want to be a generous guy. I want to give another one, so to speak. Another one, because I didn't have the first one. Right?
So this
is called what we call marba todos. You're not making up for this one. You're just adding on a second toda. It's like you're bringing two todas. The first one got lost, though. Okay? So what happens is the second one has nothing to do with the first one because you never had to bring it. And therefore, it's like a brand new toda. So you understand what's happening now? So since it's a toda, what was a nedava where I said it's this one, and now it got lost, and now I brought another one. So what am I effectively saying? The first one is farfallen. Now I decide, I'm making a brand new toda. A brand new Toda. Okay, now we find the first one.
But the first one you found,
you got to bring the first one because you said I'm going to bring this one as a Toda. Right?
Yeah.
Right? So now it doesn't matter which one I bring first. Each one will require breads. Let's look at it both ways. If I take the one that was the original one,
sure.
And then I do it. Even though it's the original one needed breads, didn't it? The second one really has nothing to do with the first one. It was my philanthropic gift. So it doesn't matter. And if I bring the second one first, it has nothing to do with the first one. So now, in the case before when it was I taking a responsibility upon myself and you lost the first one, now the second one is fulfilling your responsibility. Or the first one I bring is responsible, so that is with the breads, but the second one that's not for responsible, you bring it without breads. So therefore, when it's a case where it gets lost, and you said, before it said, this is the one I'm going to bring, and that's the one that got lost, and now you said, well, I'm going to buy another one. You're saying I'm making a brand new gift of a Toda. So when the original comes back, I really have two separate Todas, two separate obligations to bring them as a full Toda. They all require breads. It doesn't matter which one I bring first. You're going to bring 40 breads with each one of the Todas because it's effectively like two separate Todas when it is a Nadav. I've done it exactly for that.
Yeah, costs you a lot of bread.
However,
that's a lot of bread.
Okay. Okay. But what about a case of a Tmura, though, where you had the Toda and this is the Toda? This is the Toda. And what
your obligation?
Wait a minute. This is the Torah, but you go make a tamura. You're not supposed to make a tamura. You make an exchange.
Yeah.
I'm going to exchange it. Wait a minute. We know what the exchange means, that they just both become holy.
That's it.
So then it won't have any make a difference if it's a neder or an adava. And just like when it was, you don't need breads for the first time. You don't need breads for the second time because you really weren't supposed to exchange it.
Right.
So it wasn't like a bona fide brand new Toda. So then it goes
the
with this.
The second one does not come with breads.
Then it depends. You only will bring one set of breads.
Right.
You bring one set of bread. Whichever one you do first becomes
right.
So the one
the
set of breads.
One, second
okay. Now, the final case with the child.
No breads.
Now, if it's going to be a case where this is the one I have to bring.
You brought it.
Okay. So this mother I have to bring. It's still here. But now what happened? A baby's born. We're going to call this. This is called Moser Toda. This is like an extra Toda came out of the Toda.
Well,
let's say when you spend, let's say we're going to learn later on. Let's say you say, okay, I have $150. I'm going to buy a Toda with it. Okay, guess what? It only costed you $100.
Whoa.
Then what do you do with the extra $50? You buy another Toda. Because you said it's money for a Toda.
Or you only have a little money, you buy a little
Torah. Buy a small Torah. But extra Torahs, you don't bring breads for extra Torahs. So that's what really this is like. When it gives birth to a baby, it's like you had extra money left over. And that's what he says, ein ton lechem, doesn't need any bread.
Right.
Rather, it's before the Torah. But that's only when it was what? When you said it has to be this one. When it has to be this one, yeah. Well, this is the one. And this one is still here. Now it has grown into a baby. So it's like I'm spending more money on the Torah as worth. It's no different if I said I'm giving $150 to pay for a Torah. You go to the store, it only costs $100. We do the extra $50. You buy another one. So it's like a smaller one. No difference. And if it gives birth, it's like an extra Torah. There's more money in the pot because it's kind of the animal's grown wealthier, so to speak. So then what happens is, well, you bring the one you... And when you say it's this one, well, you've got to bring the mother. There's no choice. You have to bring the mother.
With the breads.
With the breads. And the baby is the extra, so to speak, money that you would have spent extra for a Torah, which goes without breads. But if you didn't say it had to be this one, then I can fulfill my obligation any way I want.
Right on.
Right? And then if you could even bring the baby you want, because I didn't say which one I have to bring.
And you can keep the other one. And you can keep the other one.
They're both going to be Torahs. Because it was already designated as a Torah.
But you're saying, I'm going to...
It's an extra Torah. You can't say it's not a Torah. You went and said it's a Torah. I said, I have an obligation to bring a Torah, number one. Number two, I bought it. This is going to fulfill it. I didn't say this is a Torah. I said this will fulfill my obligation. Now it does. It has to. You said it's going to fulfill your obligation. But now you have another one too. The baby comes out. So it can also fulfill the obligation. It's not this one and not that one. Okay. Let's try another one. Okay. The next one is much easier. Tess, we're talking about a neder now. Okay. Where you just said I have an obligation, but it doesn't have to be this one. So he frish toda. So he says, okay, I have a responsibility to bring a toda. And he buys this one. Okay. He buys it. Then he loses it. Step two, he buys a second one to replace it. Then he loses it. Now that second one was a direct derivative of the first one. Why? Because he's only buying a second one to fulfill the obligation that he had with the first one. Right? Now, but he lost the second one too. Okay? Then, what does he do? Now he buys a third one. Now the third one you're buying is to fulfill which obligation? No, because the only one that's there is the second.
The second.
The second is gone too.
Yeah, but the third is replacing the second.
Yeah.
Third is replacing the second.
All right, okay. So the first is long gone.
Okay, so now, so you get, you separate number one, lost. So now you take a second one, is clearly to replace the first one. Now, second one gets lost. Oh, the second one's lost. I got a third one. Third one is replacing the second one because the second one already took the place of the first one.
Now you find the first one.
Not the first one alone. The nimzer, now you find all of them. First, now I got three in front of you now. Now remember, how many obligations do you have really?
One obligation.
This is a neder.
But I've made three of them into totas because I separated that it should be the tota. Remember, I got the overall obligation. I have to bring I can't walk out without bringing a Torah. Then I say, okay, this animal is the Torah. Okay, but guess what? If it gets lost, I can fill my obligation with a second one.
Right.
That one gets lost, I can fill my obligation with a third one.
Right.
But the second one, direct derivative from the first one, because the first
the
one got lost.
Direct derivative
third one's
second.
Direct derivative of the second one. Now the question is,
first and third
what
bread.
Are you going to do? Well, honestly, he can bring any one he wants. Right? Couldn't could he bring anyone he wants with bread based on what they were before? For sure. Because that's what he's got to do. He's got to bring one with bread. The question is going to be, will it make a difference which one he picks first and what will happen to the others?
Yes, it will.
Now, before, when we only had two of them, we said, you pick which one you want, you bring the breads, and the other one is brought without breads.
Yes.
Because it's secondary to that one. Right?
But if you bring
now we got three, it gets a little bit different. So let's take a look. So let's take each, there's only three scenarios. Either you took the first one for your main obligation,
the second
one, or the third. So let's play them all out. Niskapa Rishon, let's say you take the original one, it says this is the one I want to be, I'm going to shecht it, and now we're going to do it that.
Done.
So now you bring breads. Okay, now, what about the second one?
No bread.
The second one, was that not considered an extra beyond the first, a derivative of the first?
It sure was.
Yes. So you bring shnia, you bring it, but ain't it doesn't need any bread because it's a derivative of the first.
The
Here's the tricky one now. Shlishis. The third one, you still have to bring it because you said it is a toda. But does
breads.
It come with breads or not?
Yes, yes, it does.
Yes, because wow. It's not a derivative of
the
first.
It's a derivative of the second.
And the second was brought without breads.
No breads for the second.
It's brought without breads.
Well, you have to bring one of the two with breads.
That's right. So now between the second and the third, you got to bring one of the two with breads. One of the two with breads. So now the third one has to have breads because the second one didn't have, because the third only knows the second.
Even though you brought the third one after the second one?
Doesn't matter.
Either way.
Yeah.
Before or after. The third has nothing to do with the first. As far as the third's concerned, nothing's affected.
No, but you bring the first with bread, the second without bread, and now you're bringing the third.
Yes.
Yes, with bread.
With bread.
This is highly unusual to bring...
Well, because the second one doesn't have bread.
Right.
One of them has to have bread, the second or the third.
I think I'm toast.
No, you can't have two that are connected. They go with bread. That's the rule. Once the second one doesn't have bread and it's connected to the third, so the third can be brought with bread.
Got it.
All right, let's try another scenario. Let's say you start with the third.
Okay.
So niskaper vishlius, so they bring the third with breads.
Yeah. Second, no.
Okay. The second one,
no bread.
Was the third came out of the second one, right? So shnia ain't a tuna lechem. Bring it, but no breads.
The first guy.
What about
needs
the
bread.
First? Rishona. Tuna lech. The first one needs bread because it's nothing to do with the third, and the second didn't bring bread.
Right.
Last scenario, you bring the middle one.
Now you're off the hook.
Niskaper, and you brought the middle one first.
Now only one set of bread.
Stehem enam to unos.
They're connected to both.
None of them require bread. The other two, because they're all related to the middle one.
For an accounting.
This is all with what a neder when you said it had a vow. When you said I vowed to bring the one. What if it was a nedava?
Oh no!
And where where the guy said I have to bring this one, then by nedava all three would require bread.
Because you're not obligated.
As we said in the other halacha, they're
all the ones you
have to have
lose
bread.
One.
Okay, next week we'll do it. Now, if you separate money for a toda and you'll lose the money.
Well, probably you better come to that. You're the